Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 20th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 209 years ago, today, in 1815, marks the beginning of the Hundred Days, a pivotal chapter in French history, with Napoleon Bonaparte's return to Paris, and ending on July 8, 1815, with King Louis XVIII's re-establishment. This period saw Napoleon's dramatic comeback and then subsequent fall. Within less than a year after his abdication and the Bourbon Restoration, Napoleon escaped Elba, landing at Cannes with 1,500 men, and swiftly reclaimed Paris. His attempt to solidify power through constitutional reforms gained him unexpected allies, but a united European front, and led to his defeat at Waterloo. By July, Napoleon abdicated again, leading to his exile to St. Helena, and the Bourbon monarchy was restored once more, with King Louis XVIII's return. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Starting Wednesday, expect knee to waist-high waves, with chest-high sets at select spots, under light to variable wind. Thursday brings similar conditions with a slight increase in south-southwest swell later in the week, potentially reaching head-high at focal points. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 10 a.m. Then it's fair until noon, with some rough stuff after that from high wind and a low tide. Best time to ride is Dawn Patrol with a 4.5-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds with no wind. The first high tide Wednesday will be about 5 feet just after 7 a.m., with a -0.5-foot low tide just after 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 61 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday starts mostly cloudy before clearing up, with highs near 63 degrees. Friday is mostly sunny, with a high of 62, dropping to 56 at night under partly cloudy skies. Saturday remains mostly cloudy, peaking at 62, with temperatures falling to 55 overnight. And Sunday brings a slight chance of showers and highs near 58 degrees, continuing into a breezy night with lows around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Encinitas, speed limits on various roadways, including El Camino Real and residential areas near schools, are set to be lowered starting this summer. The move, supported unanimously by city council members, comes after recent changes in state law, enabling a 5-mile-per-hour reduction in certain conditions. Specifically, Encinitas will target safety corridor roads, with high accident rates in roads frequented by bicyclists and pedestrians, particularly those near schools. This adjustment aligns with Assembly Bill 43, passed in 2021, allowing for more flexible speed limit enforcement to enhance safety. Now on to sports. The Wiener Seahawks clinched a thrilling 71-68 victory over the Howard Bison in Dayton, Ohio, securing their place in the NCAA tournament's first four. Despite Howard's late-game rally, Wiener, marking its first tournament appearance since 2003, will now face the number one seed North Carolina Tar Heels. Wiener's junior guard Melvin Council Jr. was the standout player, scoring 21 points. The Seahawks demonstrated superior offensive efficiency, significantly outshooting the Bison. After leading by a significant margin in the first half, Wiener withstood a late 14-4 run by Howard, who narrowly missed a game-tying opportunity. Wiener's journey to the tournament was hard-earned, winning the Northeast Conference Championship against Merrimack. The team under coach Donald Copeland has shown resilience and adaptability, overcoming challenges with a lean roster and limited practice resources, signaling an unpredictable yet hopeful run in the tournament. Last night, in national hockey, the Kings at home beat the Blackhawks 6-2. And the Ducks at home got shut out by the Wild 4-0. Tonight in the NBA, the Clippers are on the road in Portland to take on the Trailblazers. In top news, JetBlue Airways is refining its route strategy, pulling out from Bogota, Quito, Lima, and Kansas City to focus on more profitable routes. This decision comes as the airline navigates limited aircraft availability, partly due to necessary inspections by Pratt and Whitney on some planes. As part of its operational adjustments, JetBlue will discontinue 9 routes from Los Angeles and 5 from Fort Lauderdale, not resuming service to Newburgh, New York, which was paused in 2020. These moves aim to improve operational efficiency, minimize delays, and boost profitability, especially after the recent cancellation of a major merger with Spirit Airlines. JetBlue is eyeing significant savings from cost-cutting measures and fleet modernization, despite recent financial losses, and plans to share more about its strategic direction on May 30th. In business news, Chipotle Mexican Grill is considering a significant change to its stock structure with a proposed 50-for-1 stock split, marking a first in the company's 30-year history. This strategic move, aimed at making Chipotle shares more accessible to employees and a wider investor base, will be up for shareholder vote on June 6. With the company's stock price soaring to $2,797, up 22% since the start of the year, and 74% over the past 12 months, this split could lower the per-share price to around $56, based on recent closing figures. Currently, with about 27 million shares outstanding, approval of the split would mean investors receive 49 additional shares for each share they own, significantly increasing the total share count. The proposed adjustment aims to enhance trading liquidity and broaden ownership if it proceeds as planned, with the post-split shares set to begin trading on June 26. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is falling to just under $61,000. Ethereum is at $3,100. And Solana is $168. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's decision to bring Inflection AI's team into its fold represents a pivotal and innovative maneuver in the AI sector. Rather than a traditional acquisition, this move allows Microsoft to integrate top AI talent, including Mustafa Suleiman, at a critical juncture for AI development. The arrangement, which avoids equity stakes and IP transfers, navigates the complex regulatory environment surrounding tech giants, highlighting a strategic adaptation to antitrust scrutiny. This unique partnership could diversify Microsoft's AI capabilities, potentially influencing its partnership with OpenAI and signaling a broader strategy to secure a leading position in AI innovation. The shift also reflects on the evolving landscape of AI technologies, moving from consumer-focused chatbots to more specialized business applications, illustrating the dynamic nature of AI development and market demands. And in entertainment news, rumors are swirling about Aaron Taylor-Johnson potentially taking on the iconic role of James Bond, following Daniel Craig's departure. Despite a report from The Sun suggesting they have chosen Taylor-Johnson, the BBC has cited sources denying any truth to these claims. The discussion has sparked a mix of excitement and skepticism among fans, especially considering the ongoing debate about the future direction of the Bond character. Taylor-Johnson, known for his roles in films like Nowhere Boy and Bullet Train, has expressed gratitude for the public's support. The final decision on who will become the next 007 remains a hot topic, capturing the imagination of audiences worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time to skedaddle. We'll catch you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.